escondernos de la policía. Contamos las estrellas, yo tomo coca fría. Tu perfil es tan hermoso, autopista de ciudad, un beso en Malibu. Y canta, canta en carretera, canta, canta, que yo te sigo a donde vayas. Algo en mí cambió, algo es mejor. Desármame. haciendo daño. Amárrame.
Aquí vamos, ¿no?
Ay, finge que no te gustó. Dame una mirada y luego vuélvete lejana. Y sin querer, búscame y déjame. Llámame, pero no me hables, bésame.
Hello, Tilde Radio. This is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to the live 181st episode of the Copacetic Music Hour here on Tilde Radio. This chilly November 22nd evening in North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight we listen to the Chilean Mexican pop star Mon Laferte. And now we listen to the track Amárrame. Welcome Maya Alpizar from La Ciudad de Mexico and Jen Log from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. It's quite chilly here in North Potomac. It's 42 degrees Fahrenheit, overcast clouds, 82% humidity, and 14 mile an hour winds. In Mexico City, it is 58 degrees Fahrenheit, 14 degrees Celsius, clear skies, 28% humidity, and 7 mile an hour winds. Sounds absolutely present and pleasant, Maya. Oh, fair. That would be nosebleed. Low humidity. This is Antes de Ti.
En el amor yo nunca tuve suerte. Antes de ti agoté todas mis lágrimas. Después de tanto error me acostumbré al dolor. Antes de ti esta canción transitaba al lado oscuro.
sorry about that. Indeed, Maya, there was light snow this morning that turned into chilly, windy, blowing rain around noon. I just did a 23-mile bike ride through the high winds. Fortunately, very little rain. I had a windbreaker, so I didn't really get cold at all. Definitely a good place to be if you like humidity. But I would guess, I'm thinking what places. I would guess, if I get the pronunciation right, Maya, a place like Coatzacoalcos or something would have deliciously high humidity. Tampico, I'm thinking of other cities along the Gulf Coast. Villahermosa. I mean, you're from Yucatan, so it makes sense that you would be adapted to the moist airs. Moist, airy Yucatan. Maybe Campeche? I'm trying to remember the Playa del Carmen or something. I've never been, but I should go.
Pero lugar del pasado. Si no lo sabes tú, te lo digo yo. Que la vida ahora se siente perfecta, toda tu esencia completa recuerda poemas. Sé que lo entiendes al mirarme de frente. Sé que no soy la única que está sintiendo esto. Todo va y viene, amor. Qué bonito se siente esta turbulencia. Llegaste, amante divino, como una tormenta. Toma mis cadenas blancas. Toma lo que quieras, ya no hay nada que perder. Sacúdeme los besos, despeíname el espacio. Quiero perder.
I completely agree with Jim Wong. This is truly fantastic. Diverse, melodic, folk pop music. I'll introduce Mon Laferte in a little bit. The next track is Chilango Blues.
Está más azul, llévate este recuerdo.
My cat is enjoying my lap, or as she calls it, a heated chair. She likes to get in the YouTube videos I've been recording, even when I try to distract her. And someone made the joke, cat, can I be in the video? And then I refuse. And then her response is, pseudo cat, can I be in the video? She is indeed the one household root, the one in the pseudoers file.
Thank you.
I made a mistake. I was thinking of Ciudad del Carmen, which I believe is in Campeche, as opposed to Playa del Carmen, which is in Quintana Roo. Chetumal is in the very southern part of Quintana Roo, speaking of what I presume is a Mayan name. Tuxtla Gutierrez, that's city name I was trying to remember. Speaking of Coatzacoalcos, a friend of mine, spouse of a friend of mine, is from Minatitlan in Veracruz, just southwest of Coatzacoalcos. Chilpancingo, there's another one. Zihuatanejo, another very interesting name. In just a few minutes, I'll give an introduction to Mambo Fuerte. Probably at the end of the next song, El Beso. This is El Cristal And now for an introduction to Norma Montserrat Bustamante Laferte. She is a Chilean and Mexican musician, singer, composer, and painter. Her musical style is diverse, spanning different genres such as pop, rock, bolero, cumbia, which I heard hints of in the previous track, and salsa, showcasing her versatility and creativity. Throughout the 2010s, she gained widespread recognition for her melodramatic style and captivating stage persona. With over 1.5 million digital records sold in Latin America between albums and singles, she has established herself as the best-selling Chilean artist of the 21st century. Some of her hits include Tormento, Amor Completo, Si Tú Me Quisieras, Tu Falta De Querer, Amarme, and Mi Buen Amor. Laferte has won 4 Latin Grammys, 2 Europe Music Awards, and has been nominated twice for the Grammy Awards. Her 2021-22 Latin America tour and first pregnancy were the subjects of a Netflix documentary, Juan Laferte Te Amo, scheduled to premiere worldwide on August 1st, 2024. She was born May 2nd, 1983, in the musically famous town of Viña del Mar, Chile. As far as I know, there's an annual music festival held there. She grew up with her mother, Miriam Laferte Herrera, her maternal grandmother, Norma, and her younger sister, Solange. In 1992, at age 9, she won first prize in a contest organized by the Orlando Peña Carvajal School. She was given a guitar on which she began to compose her own songs. At the age of 13, she got a scholarship to study music for a year and a half at the conservatory in her hometown, although she preferred the self-taught path to the academic one. She honed her skills by busking in bars in Viña del Mar and Valparaíso. In August 2007, Laferte emigrated to, as we all know, the musically rich state of Veracruz, Mexico. In 2008, she began performing as Mon Laferte. On November 30th, 2022, after living and working in Mexico for over 15 years, she was granted Mexican citizenship. This is Flaco.
De esa vez no puedo dormir, ¿de qué me sirve este país? Si no puedo reír contigo, no puedo hacer el amor contigo, te extraño, oh, oh, mi flaco.
Yeah. corazón. Cómo te extraño, mi flaco.
This is In Vain Came.
Por las cosas de la edad, por dudar de mi verdad, te fuiste ayer. Dejaste mis brazos a un amanecer. Cambiaste hasta tu forma de vestir. Que a alguien adornas con tu sonreír. Ya no me mandes decir que no me quieres perder. Ahora ya es muy tarde si quieres.
In 2003, La Ferte, who at that time was known as Montserrat Bustamante, entered the Chilean reality competition series Rojo and released her first studio album, La Chica del Rojo. The album had great success in Chile, receiving gold and platinum certifications. She became part of the clan Rojo and was on the television series for 4 seasons. In 2007, she decided to start a new chapter in her musical career by moving from Chile to Mexico City, where she began singing in nightclubs and recording cover songs. In 2009, she released a single titled Lo Mismo Que Yo, which was to be the lead single of an upcoming album. That same year, La Ferte was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, effectively putting a halt to her album. Around the time of her battle with cancer, she abandoned her original stage name and introduced to the world Mon La Ferte, expressing that the name represented a new beginning. She decided to scrap the album she was recording in 2009 and returned 2 years later with her second studio album titled Desechable. The next year, in 2012, she was invited to judge the second season of the Chilean version of The X Factor called Factor X, along with Karen Daugenweiler, Tito Beltran, and José Luis Rodríguez. It was around this time, it was also at this time, her presentation at the beginning of 2012 as a vocalist at the Mexican heavy metal female band Mystica Girls, with whom in February 2014 she recorded the album titled Gates of Hell. In 2013, she released her third album, Tornasol. She received media attention in 2015 with her single, Tu Falta de Querer, from the album Mon La Ferte Volume 1. In 2016, she won a MTV Millennial Award for the LAN Video of the Year and received 2 nominations on the Latin Grammy Awards of 2016 for Best New Artist and Best Alternative Music Album. She released her 5th album, La Trenza, her most acclaimed album to date in 2017. Her single with Colombian rock star Juanes, Amarame, won the Best Alternative Song Award at the 18th LAN Grammys, in which she was also nominated for Best Alternative Music Album, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Record of the Year. She also wins the category Best North Latin Artist in the 2017 MTV Europe Music Awards. In 2018, she released the single Antes de Ti that was nominated to the 19th Annual Latin Grammy Awards as Song of the Year. The video for the single was also Mon Laferte's directorial debut. In June 2018, she co-hosted the 2018 MTV Millennial Awards in Mexico City at the Mexico City Arena, along with Venezuelan YouTube personality La Divaza. During 2018, Mon worked on her sixth studio album, Norma, which was recorded in a single session in Studio A of Capitol Studios in Los Angeles, recording made in one shot without using the overdubbing technique of audio layers, but rather having all instruments playing simultaneously to give the material the feeling of live recording. In this recording, some 13 musicians participated. Production of this album was directed by Omar Rodriguez Lopez, and the recording engineer was Bruce Brodnick. In October 2018, she published a collaboration for the new Christmas album of American singer Gwen Stefani, a version of the song Feliz Navidad by Puerto Rican singer-songwriter Jose Feliciano. At the end of 2018, the International Television Network HTV nominated her in the Best Southern Artist category of the Heat and Latin Music Awards 2019.
Porque vuelve.
That was me, Buen Amor. This track that already sounds like rock is No Soy Para Ti. Let's see.
Mejor que acabe aquí, mejor dejarte ir, si nos queremos tanto.
She made notable acts of political protest in Chile. She accused police and armed forces of burning dozens of subway stations that allegedly were burnt by rioters, I'm guessing in Santiago in 2019. And she was subpoenaed by Chilean prosecutors to give a statement regarding evidence she may or may not have to support her accusation that Chilean police and armed forces actively participated in burning of subway stations. Chilean police announced that, depending upon her statement, they might press criminal charges against her. Charges were later dropped. That, I just bet, would have contributed to her giving up Chilean citizenship for Mexican citizenship. I would certainly take AMLO and Claudia Sheinbaum over, I guess, at that point, Sebastian Piñera. I mean, you know, more than that. As I mentioned earlier, she is also a painter. On March 11th, 2020, either just before or just after the pandemic began to really explode, she debuted as a visual artist in a solo exhibit entitled Gestures at the Museum of the City of Mexico, containing 76 art pieces. She commented that she's painted for 10 years as a self-taught artist with some lessons from her father, a painter himself. In January 2023, she performed for the first time at the Omue Waso Festival, returning to the Padigual stage, where she had performed when she was little. On the occasion, she was accompanied by the traditional Oaxacan female group Mujeres del Viento Florido in the entirety of the show, playing her greatest hits. At the concert, she invited the singer Chabelita Fuentes, with whom she sang La Enahuita, a classical Chilean tune. She also took the opportunity to sing Canción Sin Miedo by the Mexican singer Viver Quintana, provoking admiration of the public. As far as her personal life, she resided briefly in Los Angeles in 2021. Her husband is musician Joel Orta, who is a guitarist for the Mexican rock band Celofán. They married in October 2022, 8 months after the birth of their son. Due to the radiation treatment she received in 2009 for thyroid cancer, she underwent fertility treatments in California in order to conceive her son. Although there are some English language songs on her album, 1940 Carmen, she does not speak English fluently and instead use Google Translate to write them. That's kind of humbling to read. She is both a feminist and an LGBTQ+ rights activist. And with that, let's listen to Paisaje Japonés.
Floreciendo un día a la vez.
all so much for tuning this and tuning. Thank you all so much for tuning in to listen to this show. This is Primaveral. The next track is Supermercado. And I still have a lot more after that, including, speaking of cool Mexican names, Tenochtitlan, coming up after Supermercado. I'll post the archive shortly after the end of the episode. I need to create a script to automate adding hyperlinks to my website, just as I automate copying over to the web server. Let's see who we have scheduled for next week. Tomorrow there will be a rerun at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Who do we have for next week? That's for my web server to know and my browser and I to find out together. Next week is Fernanda Abreu. The week after is Los Zafiros. Stay tuned. And as far as Mexican pop artist Gloria Trevi, December 21st. If I haven't featured them in the past, I'll add Son Sublime, the Cuban group, for April 11, 2025. Time flies when you spend it with friends. That's what we always say, those of us in the Tilda Mafia.
Falsa, y es que ya nada es igual. Me esquiva la mirada. ¿Será que estamos mal? Hoy indefensos, pasillos dos.